LSU basketball had the game in their grasp, up 10 at the half, give up 51 second half points to a team who only averages 66. The regular season and the SEC tournament season is over. LSU will await their fate on Sunday to see who they play, where they play, and when they play in the NCAA tournament. Recapping, today, Friday, March 15th, 2019.
Swing it to the left baseline. Here comes Donovan. He rises high with the right hand. Here comes the boom. Donovan Mitchell gliding in the air for a right hand dunk.
Tao goes up and under the rim trying to beat Caruso. Now a couple of head fakes, elevates and floats it up with one hand, gets it to go. Norm with 20 off the bench.
Looking to inbound it for Denver. 5 seconds to go. A bucket. Here's a game winner. He takes the inbound pass and throws it into Nikola Jokic. Jokic behind the three-point line. Drives on Powell to the free throw line. Turn around. Spin. Jump shot. Got it in the horn! Game winner! Nikola Jokic buries the Dallas Mavericks!
And good afternoon. Glad you dialed us up. If you just listened to the entirety of the LSU basketball game here on 103.7 The Game, then you know that LSU's SEC tournament was a one and done. Thanks to Florida's 76-73 win. Where do I start on this thing? Really good first half. But not good enough, as LSU controlled everything, the pace, the tempo, and led 35-25 at the half. They should have been up by more than that. Some ill-advised shots, some turnovers here and there, and LSU had an opportunity to really seize the moment. In any game, a team's going to make a run. And Florida would make theirs to get back in the ballgame. LSU led by double figures with about 8-9 minutes to go. At the 4:01 mark, LSU looked like they'd weathered the storm, and Skylar Mays, who had been 0-for for the entire game, had a resounding dunk as he drove from the left wing to the middle of the lane and raised up and threw it down, and LSU led 63-60. Florida's basketball. At the 3:45 mark, Naz Reid gets caught behind a screen, just runs over the screen, gets whistled for a foul. Florida Gator, Johnson, Kaytown Johnson, from behind the three-point line, clearly shoots the ball after the whistle. They count the bucket. Naz Reid gets called for the foul, so that's a two-shot opportunity there. And then to make matters worse, interim head coach Tony Benford gets teed up. I'm sorry. That was one of the worst sequences I've ever seen. Should have been a foul on Naz Reid. One-and-one opportunity or a two-shot opportunity. I can't remember if we were in the double bonus or not. Probably were in the double bonus. Should have been a two-shot opportunity and play on. There is no way on God's green earth that was Will Wade on the sidelines that official calls a technical foul. But you see, Tony Benford is an interim head coach. They have no respect for him. They don't know him from a man on the moon. I don't care what he said. You don't call that at that time. I'm sorry. So LSU goes from leading 63-60. They count the three Two free throws are made on the technical foul. And then on the personal foul, Florida makes one of two. From a 63-60 lead to a 66-63 deficit. Should never have happened. Bad. And I'm not being the purple and gold sunglass-wearing guy. I'm just telling you, as a guy that does basketball games, as an analyst on television, no way they count that. No way. Poor job. Poor job. But LSU rode the emotion of the moment in the regular season finale against Vanderbilt. They rode the emotional moment of a couple of hours prior to tip being told that Javonte Smart was reinstated and was good to go. And they were thrilled for their teammate. And they rode that emotion in the first half. They went to halftime, they came back out, and they looked as spent, worn out, tired as you could ever imagine. The defensive, and it always shows on the defensive end. Always. And LSU was getting beaten to death. Backdoor cuts, laid off of screens, not guarding the three-point line. And Florida, who averages 66 points a game for the season, had 51 second-half points. You ride the emotion, and then the emotion's going to wear out. And that's when you get exhausted. And LSU was a tired team. Naz Reid was special. He really was. 26 points, 14 rebounds. It was good to see Javonte Smart back in there. In 31 minutes, had 13 points. Three rebounds, a couple of assists, a block. LSU lost the game at the free throw line. Florida's 26 free throw attempts to LSU's 11. And Florida was just a better team down the stretch. They made the plays. LSU's defense just was a step and a half too slow. But the good news is LSU closes out the season 26-6. And now they'll wait till 5 p.m. on Sunday and see where they go. I think they'll be a 3 seed. And then it's all about matchups and who you have to play and where you have to play them. So chalk it up. It was one of those days. A great start, which could have been even better. But you saw how LSU was getting up and down the floor. And just the pace and the tempo. They controlled everything in the first half. And yet Florida's only down 10. And in the second half, you could just see it. They were drained. They were drained. To his credit, Javonte Smart met with the media after the ball game, and he talked. And he said, look, I had no idea about any offers or anything like that. That doesn't involve me. Your player talks not only to LSU and the NCAA and the media covering the SEC tournament, and Will Wade won't come and talk to LSU and say a word. I'm sorry. He's done. Done. LSU has no choice. This is not going to end pretty for one Will Wade. I'm sorry. Your player goes up and talks to everybody, and you won't even go talk to your employer. I'm sorry. Disappointed. Extremely, extremely disappointed. Will Wade, you should have just gone in there and lied. Hey, I didn't do anything. This is all bogus. This is all... No. You'll see. Just lie. Because if you did it, they're going to find out anyway, and they're going to fire you. So just go lie and coach your team. But obviously, that's not as important as you and your future are for yourself. Hey, understood. Understood. Doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm sorry. Kudos to Javonte Smart. Good for him. This LSU basketball team will be okay. Still a very good basketball team. Florida was the team with more at stake. Florida had to win the game to get into the NCAA tournament, and their sense of urgency ratcheted up when it counted down the stretch. And LSU just, to me, just didn't have enough gas in the tank, particularly on the defensive end. They couldn't stop Florida for trying. Florida with some offensive rebounds, second, third chance opportunities. That didn't happen in the first half, but it sure did in the second. So that's it. 76-73, Florida Gators advance to the semifinals. They'll take on the winner of the Auburn-South Carolina game that's underway with 11:50 to go in the first half. South Carolina, low-scoring game to date, leading Auburn 12-11. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap up this abbreviated hour number one, set the stage for hour number two. Dadgummit, Florida gets it again. We'll be right back. Blah, 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 blah. Look, LSU's going to be a 3 or 4 seed in this deal. On the sequence of events leading up to his technical foul, this from Amy Just, NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, in Nashville. He said, I was confused. I probably should have gotten the tee looking back on it. Well, the official shouldn't call a tee at that point in time. I'm sorry. No matter what you say, other than that, I don't think you do. Javonte Smart said he has nothing to do with the offer that LSU coach Will Wade reportedly talked about on FBI wiretaps. Smart said, we stay together. Coach Benford is the coach. We lost Coach Wade, but we're a family. Hopefully we can win the whole thing. So just some of the sounds coming from a disappointing LSU situation. Also disappointing, the end of the road for the Raging Cajuns. They lost in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. They're done for the season with no postseason play coming their way. So, you know, you lose a key player early. It's tough to bounce back from that. But Bob Marlin will get this crew back and steady as she goes along the way. So we'll wait and see. We will wait and see. It just seems... I don't know what the feeling is. And no, I'm not popping a champagne bottle because the guys that I played with are still the one and only LSU basketball team to win an SEC tournament title. No, I'm not. I was really hoping that this team could get on a run and make it happen. And they're certainly capable. But as we said, they are capable of winning the whole thing or they're capable of getting beat in the first round. That is this club. That is this club. Plain and simple. If the bigs get in foul trouble, they get in trouble. If Skylar Mays goes 0-9, they're in trouble. But when they're clicking on all cylinders, they are a beautiful basketball team to watch. Just beautiful. So there should be no more talk of Will Wade. There should be no more talk about it. It should be all about waiting for Sunday to see where LSU goes and who they play. And you win 6, you win it all. You win 4, you're in the Final Four. And that's what it's all about. And they certainly have the capabilities of going a long way. I really believe the second half, I think the emotion of everything dried up. And with that emotion, they should have all had some Red Bull or something at halftime because their energy died in the locker room at halftime to no one's fault. Not a pep talk, not Newt Rockne. Win one for the Gipper speech could have gotten that team adrenalized. All the series of events take its toll. It does. It just does. And the players had, you could see, they were step or two or three too slow in the second half defensively. And that was their downfall. They just didn't build a big enough lead when they were cruising and running so fluidly and so efficiently in the first half. I thought Jimmy Dykes was correct in his analysis. Should have been up by 20. Up by 20, you got enough breathing room to win the whole thing. 10's nothing. It's nothing. So, again, it's a bad call at the 3:45 mark. There's no one in the world that's going to convince me that that bucket should have counted because the foul was well before the shot. This is not the NBA. There is no continuation. Never has been. Never will be. Shouldn't have counted it. Instead of a 6-point play, at best, it should have been a 2-point play, and LSU would have had the lead 63-62 at worst. Now, LSU tied the ball game up on a clutch Nasri pick and pop. Tied the ball game up. But Florida came up with the win, and you could see how LSU was, again, slow defensively. Florida got dribble penetration. Tremont Waters was caught way, way too deep defensively. They kick it out. Nembhard from the top of the key drains it with 1.2 seconds to go. Game, set, match, 76-73. There you go. That kind of recaps it. Still a very good basketball team. Florida punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. SEC is thrilled to get another team in it. LSU gets to fly home today and wait. Get some rest, have a little party on Sunday showing where they're going, and then get back to work. We'll get back to work after this timeout. We'll set the stage. Hot Topics coming up next. This is the Jordy Helfrich Show, 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com. I got to tell you, I'm emotionally spent as well. I'm done. I don't want to see Florida again. I just don't. I'm tired of them. And I'm tired. No lying. I'm beat. We'll be back.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
Tigers pulled off another miracle.
This is Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game.
Touchdown, New Orleans.
Streaming live on the 1037 The Game mobile app and online at 1037thegame.com.
He struck him out, and the Tigers have won.
This is the Jordy Helfrich Show. Get involved and call 337-706-0111. Follow along at 1037 The Game on Facebook and Twitter. And now it's time. Here's your host, Jordy Helfrich.
All right, hour number two of this shortened version because of the LSU basketball game. Edition of the Jordy Helfrich Show. My main man, CD, taking care of business in the 237 Roof Studios. LSU falls victim to the Gators, 76-73. 26-6 ends their regular season and SEC tournament record. And now they await their fate for the NCAA tournament. And we'll see where the committee seeds them, where they place them, and who they place them against. That's Selection Sunday starting at 5 p.m. The Saints look like they've signed another free agent defensive lineman in Mario Edwards. And we've got LSU baseball coming up on 103.7 The Game. It's the SEC opener against the Kentucky Wildcats. Gets underway tonight from Alec Box Stadium, Skip Bourbon Field. Without further ado, as we do each and every day at this time of day, let's press that button and take our walk around the sports water cooler.
It's Friday. That means we get you ready for the weekend ahead with five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Big questions headed into your weekend. Now let's get it going with your Friday 5 edition of Hot Topics.
All right, Clint Domain, I'm down in the dumps. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally drained from all this LSU stuff. It's driving me crazy. I don't want to see the Gators anymore, so I need you, big guy. Get me to the finish line, buddy. What's up?
I'm going to get you to that finish line, Jordy. And how can we not start things off with a little more positive side of things, Jordy? Because the New Orleans Saints, you talked about a defensive lineman. Well, they made a big move. They wound up keeping their guy, Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy Two Gloves,
yeah,
a Saint for one more year. And it's almost fate, if you will. He does this 13 years to the day after Drew Brees
something?
Chose the franchise over the Miami Dolphins. It's got me thinking, Jordy.
Ooh,
one,
spooky.
Time is a flat circle. And two, my goodness, Jordy, could we wind up having Teddy Bridgewater be the heir to the throne? We talked about it a little bit on Monday, but now we know it's confirmed. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be there for one more year, learn that system. Do you think that winds up helping out the Saints a lot for the future, for that long-term deal?
Boy, I kind of hope so. I mean, look, Drew Brees had that, what many thought was a career-ending injury. Teddy Bridgewater had what many thought would be a long road to recovery from his injury. And as you said, Brees and Bridgewater both signed on exactly the same day, 13 years apart. It's kind of, woo, the heebie-jeebies there. So, look, why not? Why not? I mean, at one point in time, he was pretty good. A pretty good player. So we'll see. Under the right leadership, if Sean Payton's still there and all the pieces are still in place, Kamara's young, Thomas is young, that offensive line is young, maybe, just maybe. But let's not kick Drew Brees out the door just yet. But we'll see. We'll see. So good for Teddy Bridgewater. Good for the Saints. Sean Payton said, I got my backup quarterback. His name is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep.
And so he got what he wanted. And in Sean, we trust.
And then you look at the Miami Dolphins. While they weren't able to get their guy, Teddy Bridgewater, in there, they're making moves. What they're going to do next is as good as mine. My guess
who's
is
their quarterback?
Yours. Exactly, Jordy. Just traded Ryan Tannehill to the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah.
What is going on there, Jordy? It makes me think, are they going to wind up getting Jay Cutler to come back from the reality show for season 3?
They might. Or, Miami is in tank mode, right? I mean, I think
they're in sell the team mode at this point, Jordy.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. How do you, I have no clue. I have no clue. Are they going to put some package together to move? I don't know where their draft slot is. But man, you go from a quarterback wanting another quarterback, having neither one of them. I don't even know who the backup to Tannehill is, I have no clue what's going on in Miami.
Oh, trust me, there's a lot going on right now in Miami. I'm trying to pull it up right now to see who's still on the roster. I saw it a couple hours ago. I know Luke Falk is one of them. That's F-A-L-K, so no relation to Kevin Falk and whatnot.
That'll sell some tickets.
That'll put butts in the seats. That being said, though, Jordy, I don't think I would put it past the Miami Dolphins to try and get Blake bleeping Bortles on their team. Because, hey, why not? You know, you go from one mediocre quarterback to another. Why the hell not?
Why not?
Yeah. It does not hurt
you. Good luck to them. Good luck to the Finns.
Exactly. It's just an absolute.
Have they had a quarterback since Dan Marino? Seriously.
That is a really good question, Jordy. I don't think they've had a good quarterback since Marino. I mean, then again, they didn't necessarily have a great one before that. They were more of a run team back then. But I have to agree with you. I think that there has never been a good quarterback since Dan Marino. I mean, it's almost the same thing that happened to the Dallas Cowboys for a while after Troy Aikman hung it up. Now they're kind of starting to get back into the groove of things. Now if they can sustain it, that's a different conversation for a different day, Jordy.
They are hard to come by, man. Yes, indeed.
They are incredibly hard to come by. Next up, Jordy, we got to talk about Zion Williamson. He's back, and he made his return last night.
Wow.
Fantastic stuff. We're not going to talk about the tripping by Syracuse. That was just ridiculous as all get out.
You cannot tell me that kid did not try to trip Zion Williamson. I'm sorry. He did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, he did. He did. He definitely wound up channeling the spirit of one Grayson Allen. I think we can all agree there.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, I'm just talking more about the Duke Blue Devils with Zion Williamson, especially the way that he played last night. If he plays that way the rest of the ACC tournament, I got to think, Jordy, all teams should be afraid of this team once you get into the big dance, because they could be steamrolling fools with Zion Williamson healthy.
If Zion Williamson, well, first of all, he's not going to go 13 for 13 again.
No.
That's ridiculous. But if he plays at this level and Cam Reddish ups his game a little bit and Trey Jones ups his game a little bit, they'll be the prohibitive favorite to win it all. And I can't wait to watch tonight, North Carolina Duke Part 3, but the first time that they've got Zion Williamson, because Nike sent their reps to Duke And then they flew to China, and they came back with a specific custom-made Kyrie Irving Nike shoe for Zion Williamson.
I mean, the thing better be made of, like, Kevlar. Because that thing just, we don't want that thing to break at all when you think about the Zion Williamson. My goodness.
He is the most, LeBron never went to college.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a college player that brought up that much excitement. Maybe Magic Johnson when he was at Michigan State. I'm trying to think of any other player that had that type of game-altering personality, yeah, performance, style. I can't think of one.
I mean, the dude has just ridiculous ups for a guy of his size. The dude is just enormous, and I saw highlights this morning. Dude was just getting up there, man. The guy is a specimen.
I've never seen anything like it. I'll just put it that way.
I think not many people have, Jordy. Yeah. That being said, we got to look over back to the NFL. Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games for everything that happened during the season. 8 games. That's apropos, Jordy? That's the right?
Sure. And all that means is, they'll run Nick Chubb for a while and get him going, and all of a sudden they'll bring Kareem Hunt in, and he'll be fresh and he'll be ready to go. And the Cleveland Browns are just going to be fun to watch. Fun to watch.
The Cleveland Browns is possibly the most entertaining thing that I can think of right now.
Is it amazing, though? They make one trade, and they go from a laughing stock of a team to now the most talked about team in the league, and everybody's picking them to win their division just because of Odell Beckham Jr. It's amazing to me.
Well,
good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, Fat Boy Kinchins, because that's what they called him when he was the quarterback at Alabama. Handling all the personalities in that, and then Kareem Hunt's coming. God, good luck with that, man.
It's going to be interesting, Jordy. That's why I'm saying I think HBO should change their rules about how they do Hard Knocks.
Yes.
And go one more time, Hard
Yes.
Knocks. Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
That would be fabulous. It would be a fight for the microphone between Jarvis, Odell, Baker Mayfield. If he still has that trailer for quarterbacks only.
Oh, they got to bring that back, I guarantee
you. They got to bring that back. And all the other things, that would be fun. I mean, if I'm Cleveland, why the heck not?
It'd be amazing.
Keep the momentum going. Sell tickets like crazy. Sell merchandise like crazy. But why not?
It'd be the smartest thing you could ever do if you're the Cleveland Browns, Jordy. They say there's no such... There's no such thing as a bad press. I think there's just absolutely good press. When you look at the Cleveland Browns, everything they have going on, you need to strike while the iron is hot, because you know people, for once in their lives, are going to be buying tickets to see the Cleveland Browns possibly win the AFC North, which seems like it's in shambles right now. The Baltimore Ravens seem like the only other contender. The Steelers are a mess. The Bengals haven't done anything outside of make very questionable offseason moves. I think this is the Cleveland Browns' year to win the AFC North.
I've got one differential here. You said there's no such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
Will Wade, welcome to bad press.
Oh, that is just the definition of just bad press.
Bad, and it's going to end
It's awful press.
Very bad. It's done. It's just bad. And the fact that Javonte Smart went and talked in front of the media just exonerates the fact that, Will, either tell them that you did nothing, just lie. You should have lied to LSU. Why not? It's all going to come out in the tapes and the FBI thing. You could have still been coaching this team all the way through the tournament. All the way. Just lie. You're done anyway. You're done. Should have lied. Anyway, there is bad press. And it's called Will Wade. I'm sorry. It just is. All right. There's your five for Friday. Hot Topics. Job well done, CD. Brought to you by best hot sauce on the planet, Cajun Chef. I got to go out of town to do some basketball games this weekend. And I'm bringing my Cajun Chef with me, because all the food is good, but it tastes so much better with a splash or two, particularly my eggs in the morning. And I love my breakfast, and I love Cajun Chef hot sauce on my eggs. So give it a shot. from St. Martinville, the Biard family, nearly 90 years of greatness, day after day after day. Consistency. They're amazing. Cajun Chef hot sauce, the best that there is. All right, come on back. We'll go somewhere. Baseball. We'll talk LSU baseball next here on the Jordy Helfrich Show.
Who witnessed it all? Every Wednesday night at 6, exclusively on 103.7 The Game.
The Major League Baseball season is around the corner, and you know what that means. Astros Weekend Getaways, powered by Lafayette Roofing. Up first, the Oakland Athletics, April 6th and 7th. Register in the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com for your chance to win. 4 tickets to each game, an overnight stay in A-Loft, Houston downtown, parking, and a tour of Minute Maid Park. It's the first Astros Weekend Getaway of the season. Register in the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com for your chance to win. Powered by Lafayette Roofing and Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game.
Locally owned businesses build strong communities by sustaining vibrant town centers and contributing to local causes. Do your business with these certified South Louisiana businesses.
Nash's Restaurant invites you to get away, relax, and enjoy casual dining in an elegant atmosphere. With over 50 choices of exceptional Italian seafood and steak dishes, Nash's has something for everyone. Nash's Restaurant, one block off Highway 90 in Broussard.
Rogue Ridge Truck Stop Casino. We have the newest games around, hot seat drawings, and monthly specials like no one else. Located on the Brobridge Highway in the banks of the Vermilion River. Come on out today and try your luck at the Brobridge Truck Stop Casino.
Hi, I'm Cherie Gilbo with Gilbo's Pharmacy. One of the many services we provide Upper Lafayette is our multi-dose packaging. Meds are packaged with a date and time to take, and we'll call or text you when they're ready. It's that easy. Come see us at Gilbo's Pharmacy in downtown Carncrow.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Honey, I'm back.
Where is everyone?
Huh?
My family? You were supposed to pick them up and bring them over for dinner?
Oh, wow. When you said pick up the family, I thought you meant Jackpot Family, the new family of games from the lottery.
Really?
Yep. Funny. I guess that's on both of us.
What exactly about this is on me?
Don't forget to pick up your family, Jackpot Family from the lottery. Win up to $200,000. Collect all four. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Never play cards with a guy whose last name is Estate. Don't spit into the wind. And always get your sports talk from the Jordy Helfrich Show. Live and local. 103.7 The Game.
Hi, 19 minutes after the hour. Welcome back, boys and girls. If you're just joining us, LSU won and done in the SEC basketball tournament. They lose to Florida 76-73. The Gators punched their ticket, or they're now officially in the NCAA tournament. They will be in the semifinals, taking on the winner of the South Carolina-Auburn game. We're almost to the first half. It's 36-36. South Carolina with the basketball with 10 seconds to go. We'll just give you a little play-by-play. High screen, pick and pop, pass to the top, give and go. Scoop to the hoop. South Carolina misses the layup, and we'll go to halftime tied at 36 apiece. So, anyway, enough of that. LSU baseball back on the diamond, and it's the start of SEC play. LSU went through their non-conference schedule prior to league play, 12 up and 5 down. They'll be in the box tonight, 7 p.m., first pitch against the Kentucky Wildcats, 6:30 pregame show. LSU number 10 in the collegiate baseball poll, number 11 in the Baseball America poll, number 13 in the USA Today poll. Kentucky is not ranked, not exactly a baseball powerhouse, as LSU leads the all-time series with Kentucky, 49 wins, 29 losses, and one tie. The teams last met in 2017, however. Kentucky won two of three regular season games in Lexington, while LSU got a win over the Wildcats in the SEC tournament in Hoover. LSU's won 11 of their last 17 SEC series with the Wildcats. However, Kentucky has won the last two, 2017 in Lexington, 2015 in Baton Rouge. As we said yesterday, Zach Hess will be on the hill tonight. He's 1-1 on the season with a 4.91 ERA. He's got 21 strikeouts and 11 bases on ball in 18 and a third innings pitched. So we'll see. He has another opportunity tonight. I think this is his last opportunity to see what he can do. LSU would love for him to get six innings, get into the, you know, end up the sixth inning. Then Paul Maneri can go to the bullpen for the seventh, eighth, and ninth, unless he's just pitching great and you leave him in. Cole Henry, the freshman, has no wins on his record, but he's got a 2.84 ERA in 12 and two-thirds innings pitched with 11 strikeouts and four walks. He will be the starting pitcher on Saturday, and sophomore right-hander Eric Walker will close things up on Sunday. Paul Maneri said, there are certain areas of our team that I wish were a little better right now, but there are other areas in which I think our team is really good. The goal for us is to be a better team now than we were in February, a better team in April than we were in March, a better team in May than we were in April, and then a better team in June than we were in May. I feel like we're moving in the right direction. We're certainly not a perfect team, and we'll continue to improve. These SEC games separate the men from the boys. If you want to be counted upon and help make LSU a winner, this is when you've got to step forward. So for a team that's won a SEC high 17 league titles, including four under Paul Maneri, now is the time. So the message has been sent. Now it's up to LSU to deliver. LSU's sixth in the SEC in team batting average with a .297 mark, but they're 14th in the league in team ERA at 4.83. So they're okay hitting the ball, but their pitching has been a major disappointment. Major disappointment. Dead last in the league. That's not good. And that is certainly a worrisome thought to have to go into this one. Kentucky, though, is number 11 in the SEC in team batting average of .278, but they do have a league high 46 stolen bases in 55 attempts. LSU's been tough, has been hurt, rather, by teams stealing bases. The pitchers are getting rid of the ball too late. They're too slow in their delivery, and by the time the catcher gets it, it's just a hard, hard out. Hard out. So we will see. The pressure's on. But LSU certainly has the talent to right the ship and get going. I'd rather them be struggling now and peak at the right time. But it's up to this pitching staff to get it done. And I'm talking starters, relievers, closers. From top to bottom, they got to figure this thing out. And look, if you're going to start up against a team in the league, you'd much rather start at home, first of all, and you'd much rather be playing Kentucky than some of the other teams like a Mississippi State to start the campaign off. So we'll see what LSU can do. And again, our condolences to Paul, who lost his father earlier in the week on a Wednesday morning. And Paul went to the ballpark, coached his team, and got to be tough. Got to be tough on him. So we'll see. All three games right here on 103.7, your source for all LSU sports. Again, Mario Edwards has agreed to sign a two-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. 45 career games, 24 starts. He's 6'3", 280. He's recorded 7.5 sacks and 85 tackles. Look, this guy's going to be a backup guy. He just adds depth to your lineup, and they got him for a steal. Edwards is a Goshen, Mississippi native. Spent his first four NFL seasons with the Raiders and the Giants. Oakland selected him with the number 35 pick overall out of Florida State in the 2015 draft. So the Saints, they need help on the interior. Sheldon Rankles recovering from the torn Achilles this offseason. David Onyemata in jeopardy of a suspension for a marijuana-related arrest. And Tyler Davison's a free agent. So you got to have bodies. And the Saints targeted Mario Edwards, and they got him. So, all right, we'll have much more on free agency around the NFL. Our good friend Frank Schwab, the editor of Shutdown Corner for Yahoo Sports, will join us next. We are brought to you in part by D.C.'s Little Capital Exxon I-10 at the Henderson Cecilia exit in Bro Bridge. Frankie loves sports, loves making sure that when you arrive, anything you're looking for, he's got it. You'll be hard-pressed to not find it. I promise you, every snack, every chip, every dip, every mint, every piece of gum, whatever it is that you like, they've got it. And that true soul food deli tucked away in the corner with the best darn cheeseburger ever, ever. D.C.'s Little Capital Exxon, I-10 at the Henderson Cecilia exit in Bro Bridge. It's my go-to stop. Make it yours as well. This is the Jordy Helfrich Show. 1037 The Game, 1037thegame.com. We are Acadiana's number one sports station, live and in living color from the 237 Roof Studios, Delta Media, and KLWB. We'll be back.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
All right, welcome back. Finishing touches to this, I got to admit, disappointing Friday. Just is. Florida beats LSU 76-73. LSU had the game in control. But that's why they played two halves. And in the first half, LSU dominated, but left a lot of points on the table, led 35-25. Florida comes back and scores 51 second-half points to win at 76-73. Critical point in the ballgame. Skylar Mays went up for a dunk with 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, put LSU up 63-60. Florida with possession, ran some time off the clock at the 3:45 mark. Naz Reid went through a screen rather than around a screen, got whistled for the foul. Florida Gator, after the whistle, I don't think there's any question, but after the whistle, shot the ball. It released off his fingertips. After the whistle, it dropped in, a three-point play, plus the two-shot foul against Naz Reid, and then a technical foul on Tony Benford. So an opportunity for a seven-point play. Florida capitalized, got 6 points out of it, and from a 63-60 deficit, Florida led 66-63. LSU had to come from behind. They did tie it up on a Naz Reid three-pointer at 73 apiece, and then LSU just a step slow in the second half defensively. The adrenaline, the emotion, I think everything that had been built up that they had that galvanized them to beat Vanderbilt and to come out and play so well in the first half that LSU ran out of gas in the second half. They just ran out of gas. Couldn't stop Florida for anything. Florida shot over 60% in the second half. They got more offensive rebounds than they'd ever done before against LSU, and that was the difference in the ballgame. LSU finishes up 26-6 overall, and they will await their destination on Sunday at 5 with the NCAA selection show, and we'll see where they're going. This does not mar a remarkable season. Does not take away from them winning the SEC regular season championship. They presented LSU with the trophy prior to the game. They presented Skylar Mays with his Student Athlete of the Year award. And they honored the memory of Wade Sims with his parents at halftime. I think all that added up. I really do. And I think that, you know, you ride the wave of emotion for so long, and then you run out of gas. And LSU ran out of gas in the second half. I really believe that. You could see it on the defensive end of the floor. They just had nothing left in the tank. So a huge win for Florida. They're in the NCAA tournament now. No matter what happened to LSU, LSU, all they could do was improve their seeding by winning the whole thing. If not, they were going to be a 2, a 3, or a 4. They're not going to be a 2 seed now. They're going to be probably a 3, maybe just a 4, maybe. Will they take into consideration that they don't have their head coach? I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But they're not going to have their head coach who is continues to sit and practice his constitutional right. I'm not going to say anything. Well, you haven't said you did anything, and you certainly haven't said you haven't done anything. Will Wade should have just said it earlier. He should have just lied to LSU. What difference is it going to make? What difference? He could have coached this team like he said he wanted to, and it's all going to come out in the wash in April and beyond. And if you did it, you're gone anyway. So just lie, and if you're proven innocent, then you can say, I told you so. But kudos to the NCAA for going against the grain and working expeditiously to get Javonte Smart questioned and questioned again and again, and all the other parties involved questioned and questioned again, to the point where they believe they came up with the answers they wanted to hear, and Javonte Smart was allowed to play. Will Wade's not being questioned by the NCAA. Will Wade's being questioned by his employer, and he refuses to speak to his employer. The employer has to have control. Just has to. If Chuck Wood said, Jordy, I need to meet with you today as soon as your show is over, and I'd say, nah, Chuck, nah, I don't feel like doing that. Guess what? Gone. Gone with the wind. And that's where Will Wade backed LSU into a corner, and LSU had to do it. This is the last I'm going to talk about it because I'm sick of it. Tired of it. I feel for the players. But the players should fly back home, get away from basketball for a day, go to the selection show, watch that, get re-energized, and get ready to play. And that is what it's all about. All right, history lesson time. We go to March 15th, the year 1869. What? Why so far back? Well, that was the first pro baseball team. The Cincinnati Red Stockings, the first team made up completely of pro players. March 15th, 1869. If today is your birthday, man, happy birthday from all of us here at 103.7 The Game. Hope you have a great day with lots of cake and ice cream. You share with the likes of Jabari Parker, 24-year-old NBA player, Tavon Austin, 28-year-old NFL player. He's on the cover of more romance novels than anybody. Fabio. Fabio is 60 years old today. Brett Michaels, 56 years old today. So happy birthday to all of them. Andrew Jackson was born on this day back in 1767. So happy birthday to them. Happy anniversary. If today is your anniversary, hope you keep adding year after year after year to it. All right, come on back Monday. We'll know where the Tigers are going. We'll recap LSU baseball, UL baseball. We're still dancing, baby. It's March, and we're still going to be dancing. CD, thank you for all you do each and every day. You're the best producer a guy on the radio could ever have, and I mean that. Thanks to all of you for listening and to our partners that make it possible each and every day. Hope you have a fabulous rest of your Friday and even better weekend. Keep it locked in here, 103.7 The Game, all weekend long. Until Monday, I'm Jordy Helper. Stay thirsty, my friends. Stay thirsty.